Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pledging to hold President Trump accountable for incendiary remarks that led to last week's attack on the Capitol, the House is moving on a resolution for Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin authored the non-binding resolution. It's expected to pass the House, but has no force of law. Democrats will then turn to an impeachment resolution, which includes one article of impeachment against President Trump for incitement of insurrection for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Democrats say they already have the votes to pass it, and some Republicans are expected to join them. It's unclear when the Senate will begin an impeachment trial, but there's no indication that two-thirds of the Senate would vote to convict. Passage of the resolution will make Trump the first president in American history to be impeached twice. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Trump is again lashing out against impeachment. NPR's Frank Ordonez says Trump's left for Alamo, Texas to bolster an image tarnished by last week's events.
Under pressure to resign, Trump's heading to more friendly territory as he looks to rehabilitate his image in his last days in office. Political strategists say it's common practice for outgoing presidents to try to burnish their legacies in their final days in office. But Trump's political fallout may be too great, as recent polls show his support is plummeting.
Meanwhile, several Capitol Hill police officers are now being held accountable for the way they responded to the deadly riots last week. Here's NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Representative Tim Ryan, who leads the House committee that's looking into the riot, says that two officers have been suspended so far. One of them took a selfie with a rioter. Another put on a MAGA hat and was seen directing people around. The acting police chief for Capitol Police also has said that several officers have been suspended pending investigation.
Billionaire casino magnate and conservative political mega donor Sheldon Adelson has died from complications related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 87 years old. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Sheldon Adelson grew up poor, but at the time of his death, his net worth was estimated by Forbes magazine to be nearly $36 billion. His casino empire was anchored in Las Vegas, but extended to Singapore and other international locations. In the past decade alone, Adelson gave some $500 million to Republican candidates and campaigns, including President Trump. He also contributed $500,000 to the Legal Defense Fund for Trump's White House aides. But his number one cause was Israel. He spent heavily in support of conservative causes there and was among the most powerful advocates for moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
This is NPR. A Roman Catholic priest on trial for child sex abuse in Massachusetts has pleaded not guilty. The Reverend Mark Heshen has been released on $2,500 bail. Some may remember Heshen delivered the homily at the funeral of Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. Today, he's defending himself against charges of rape, assault, and intimidation of children at nearly a dozen parishes in southeastern Massachusetts and Cape Cod. The Treasury Department is repeating a mistake it made during the first round of stimulus payments related to the pandemic as it sends out a second round. Some checks are, once again, incorrectly going to non-citizens living overseas who are not eligible for the money. NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer has details.
The tax preparation firm Sprint Tax has more than 100 non-American clients who notified the IRS they mistakenly received a stimulus payment last spring, yet recently received another check, even after having returned the first one. Sprint Tax Vice President Enda Kelleher said one of his clients is a woman from India who sent her first check back to the IRS last summer.
It took another 2 or 3 months before the check was actually deducted from her bank account, but yet 2 months later she received the second stimulus check.
Kelleher said many non-citizens worry keeping the money will jeopardize their visa or immigration status, so are again scrambling to return their checks to the U.S. government. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
The Dow is down 61 points. This is NPR News.